is subdivision 2018-21, Carriage Springs, BSP2 Properties LLC.
Mr. Chairman, just before Ms. Cornell begins, I'm going to recuse myself on this one.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to get us to the map. This is a cluster subdivision to divide 10 acres into 10 single-family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the north side of Huff Road, approximately 0.9 mile west of Gravel Hill Road, Route 30. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 24, Parcel 38.03. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff would submit for the record, it did go through our Technical Advisory Committee, our TAC. They also submitted an exhibit booklet and a preliminary conceptual subdivision plan. We have comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department, the Sussex Conservation District, the Fire Marshal, the Delaware Electric Co-op, comments from DENREC, the waste and hazardous substances and groundwater recharge. We also have comments from the county mapping and addressing. We also have comments from the public, from the Office of Drinking Water. We also have one letter regarding this application, and it just states it's from Jocelyn Godwin. She is unable to attend the public hearing as an adjoining property owner. I'm submitting a comment to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration. They have no issue with the subdivision as their property has been farmed for many years and will continue to be farmed. I'm asking that the landscaping buffer be substantial to reduce impacts to the new property owners. These will be my neighbors, and substantial buffers will increase goodwill within the community. And that's all she had to say. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Mr. Davidson. Or Mr. Dyer, as the case may be.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. My name is Pret Dyer. I, along with Bob Derrickson, are the two members of BSP2 Properties LLC. And our request this evening is for the subdivision of 10 acres. This property was formerly part of a much larger subdivision, which was not pursued, and that approval has sunsetted. Mr. Davidson is here tonight. He will provide a much shorter and more accurate presentation than I could, so I will yield to Mr. Davidson. Thank you.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located two properties or three properties down from this this actual application. As Mr. Dyer said, this is an application for 10 lots on 10 acres. This property was subject to a much larger subdivision called the Lakes at Carriage Spring. And as Mr. Dyer stated, that subdivision had sunsetted. We did get final approvals for that particular subdivision. It was a 55 lot subdivision, and we did obtain final approvals, but that subdivision never did, it did sunset. So we are here with 10 acres as shown on the screen here. In the booklets, we did the hearing booklets. We did submit. We provided the required supporting statements as required under Section 99-24 A, B, and F in support of the subdivision's application for tentative approval. We've also supplied in the beginning of the booklet. There is a waiver letter from the requirements of Sections 99-17 G for the private street that shows a cul-de-sac street length of 1,210 feet. That requirement states that. Essentially, as you can see, we have one street coming in. It's a cul-de-sac street. The requirement states that the street cannot be no longer than 1,000 feet. So this particular street here is 1,210, so we are asking for that waiver under that section. In the 2008 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update, the area for the proposed Subdivision is identified as a low-density area. The strategies for state's policies and spendings identify this as an investment level area 4 and is consistent with the land use plan as well as with the county's ordinances. Development of the site in the AR1 residential district with a cluster option is a permitted use. The proposed development will be designed in accordance with both the 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance and 115-25E of the zoning ordinance, and I'll go through those in just a minute. The development has a property density of 1 dwelling unit per acre and is consistent with the uses permitted in the low density area. And again, as spelled out in the 2008 Sussex County Land Use Plan, the ordinance, in order to come up with the 10 acres of the ordinance states that in a low density area, you first reduce the gross area by 25%, and then you divide it by the 3/4 acre lots, which is part of the standard lot option, which gets you to the 10 lots within the subdivision. The proposed project is consistent with the trend of single family residential development in the area. In the booklet I have provided under tab 7, there's a area housing development map located within the booklet here, and you can see this is the property here in red, and you can see some of the subdivisions that are in the area. They've got the Estates of Carriage Spring right across the street. The Vines of Sand Hill is right down the road. Sawmill Woods, I know that Reddenwood has expanded their subdivision in the back, so they take access, and then of course there's Bridalwood that is on in the back of this property here. The project will provide active and passive recreational, provide passive recreational uses in the approximately 3.14 acres, which is about 31.8%, it will be for open space. At the project location west of Delaware Route 30 and east of Sand Hill Road provides easy access to the town of Milton and the town of Georgetown for shopping. Public investment and infrastructure will be avoided because all the lots will have wells and septics. There was a feasibility study that was submitted with the booklet, and Deterec has approved that feasibility study for this for the septic systems that will be on each one of the lots. The developer will be responsible for the construction of the roads within the subdivision, as well as the entrance and the road improvements along Huff Road. This subdivision also has to give up the necessary right-of-ways and the 15-foot permanent easement across the front for the shared use pass. We feel that the cluster design is superior in design as it provides for single-family detached dwellings in a low-density area, as shown on the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Has approximately 3.14 acres of open space, which is, equates to 31.8%. 1.61% of that open space will be for the required landscape buffer that encompasses this entire property. There's a 20-foot, we have a 20-foot landscape buffer on the side that the road is on this side here. And then as it abuts the agricultural fields, there is a 30-foot landscape buffer going along those two sides of the property there. The subdivision is at one lot per acre. There will be sidewalks on one side of the road. The sidewalks will be shown on the lot side of the subdivision. And again, we've also provided first lot starts approximately 150 feet back from the road here, so all the roads have been pushed back away from the road and the open space. There will be open space along Huff Road. The project will have a single homeowners association for maintenance, and we've submitted the homeowner association documents. Those are in the booklet as well. The items listed in 99-9C and 115-25E in tab 3 of the hearing booklets, I've provided my responses to those to those answers there. I'm just going to go through a few of them right now as a part of the record here. It says that, you know, in under 115-25E, the development shall be in accordance with the latest amendments of the community design standards. Again, this project is being proposed under section 115-25A to the cluster development option. The minimum lot size is 1/2 acre. And the road design meets the minimum design standards per Sussex County private road standards. The entrance will be constructed based on current DLDOT criteria and the design development manual. No lots shall have direct access to any state-maintained roads, and the subdivision is surrounded by a 20-foot forest and landscape buffer. Talks about housing types in the low-density area shown on the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. That's item number 2. All lots are detached single-family dwellings on individual lots. And then again, under tab 5, we have provided the covenants restrictions for the types of houses that will be permitted. And again, we first had to reduce the gross acreage by 25%, and that's how we came up with the 10 lots based on the requirement in the code. A forested buffer area with a minimum width of 30 feet shall be provided for lots abutting the agriculture area. And as I just stated, on these two sides here, we do provide that 30-foot buffer with the lots up against the agricultural, the lands that are going to remain in agricultural use. And dwellings located within 50 feet of an existing residential development shall provide adequate transition. Again, this subdivision is one lot per acre. The adequate transition is met by with the area that's along Huff Road. There are no wetlands on the site. And again, under 99-9C, we paid careful attention on how to place these lots. We did buffer the lots up against, away from Huff Road, starting them approximately about 150 feet back. There are no wetlands on the site. This is in a Zone X floodplain. There are no historical and there's no presence of threatened or endangered species on the site. We did do a study on the site. We did do soils work, and we did look at the site for wetlands. The preservation of open space and scenic views, approximately 3 acres of the project remains as open space, includes 1.61 acres of the site to be planted as the forested landscape buffer. And this subdivision does exceed the minimum open space requirements per section 99-21D. The overall open space for the subdivision is passive areas set aside for the natural resource protection and preservation of scenic vistas. There are no trees on the site. I provided in the booklet some aerial maps dated back to 1937. This has been predominantly farm field since 1937, so there are no trees that are going to be disturbed. And if there are a few trees that are on there as a part of the single family house that's currently located on the house, those will try to be preserved as much as possible. Screening of objectionable features. Again, we've got the buffers going all the way around. We have the additional 30-foot buffer around the backside of the lots. The additional 30-foot buffer will also act as a way to channel stormwater from the backs of the lots to the stormwater ponds without disturbing the forested part of the landscaping for the buffering. Stormwater management will be in the form of infiltration ponds, one located at the front of the site and one at the back. Also, everything will be infiltrated into the ground, so it'll help protect the groundwater and support groundwater recharge. The entrance will be built per DLDOT standards. The roadway will meet the minimum county standards for safe pedestrian access. We don't feel that there's going to be any effects on the property values. We think that increased property values will be recognized with the development of this subdivision. And we've attempted to preserve as much, you know, the farmland as we could by providing the adequate amount of trees and buffering away from the adjacent agriculture fields. We don't feel that this will have any effects on the schools. As a matter of fact, it will have a benefit, we think, on the schools by generating economic benefit in the form of increased revenues through property taxes. And again, this is compatible with the other, some of the other land uses in the area with the subdivisions that are already located along this, along Huff Road. We don't feel that there's going to be any effects on any of the area waterways because we will be infiltrating 100% of the stormwater on site. We did submit some conditions of approval just for your use if necessary, and we feel like the subdivision meets the general purpose of the subdivision and zoning ordinance, being located in the appropriate location, meeting the purpose of the zoning district and the comprehensive plan, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, order, growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And with that, that's my presentation, along with the hearing booklets that we've submitted and all the documents. I'm here to answer any questions.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Stevenson. Mr. Davidson, and we'll see if anyone has any questions, and we'll start with Ms. Stevenson.
I had one question about the length of the road, and you answered that, so I'm good to go. Thank you.
Mr. Hudson.
I just have a question about the cul-de-sac and fire equipment. How do you guys determine how big that is versus how big, you know?
Yeah, the minimum requirement for cul-de-sac turnaround is 38 feet, so at the it's a 38-foot radius. So what we do, so the actual, we increase the pavement width by 3 feet, which we increase the right-of-way around the cul-de-sac by 3 feet. So at the end of the cul-de-sac, it's, instead of it being a 50-foot right-of-way, it's actually a 53-foot right-of-way. And that allows that turn, it allows the fire truck to be able to turn around.
Okay, all right, thank you. That's all I have.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins?
No questions.
Ms. Wingate.
I have just one. In the paperwork that we received, it states in an email the groundwater discharge section has not received a feasibility study.
Yes.
Is that done?
They did. They.
I missed that?
No, we submitted that, and then DENREC has provided their, I believe, Ms. Cornwell, you had that in the file. If not, I do have an extra copy of the approval.
That's the approval.
Yes. We do have this in the file. Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
Yes. All right. Staff on this end.
I'm like it.
Okay. Ms. Cornwell, any questions?
One quick question. The 50-foot setback from the ag lands, does that mean there's 20 feet setback on the rear of those property lines?
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
There's the 30-foot buffer and then the 20-foot setback.
As long as the applicant, the homeowners are aware.
Okay. All right, sir. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2018-21, Carriage Springs, BSP 2 Park Properties, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2018-21? All right, then. Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning.